Rosie O'Donnell spreads Trump assassination conspiracy, "I don't think it was a bullet that hit him." By Paul Bois on September 2, 2024. The never-ending feud between former President Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell heated up again over the weekend when the actress spread the conspiracy theory that a would-be assassin's bullet did not strike Trump's ear during a failed attempt on his life. Rosie shared her theory on TikTok and demanded further investigations into the matter. "I don't know what happened that day," O'Donnell said. "But I don't think it was a bullet that him. I don't. I think it was maybe a fragment of something. But I don't know. Without a scar to be seen yet blood all over it." O'Donnell then took suspicion on the famous photo of Trump pumping his fist in the air after the assassination attempt. "Look at the photos of him right after with his fist pumping, a normal reaction, right? To almost being assassinated?" she said. "There's something really hinky about the whole thing. I don't know what it is, but I am saying this. For people who go on conspiracy theories for endless cycles. Deep dives, how come this isn't getting a deep dive? How come people are just like, look, his ear is normal now. He's not an octopus," she continued. "He doesn't regrow his limbs, his ears, his nose, or whatever. We don't regrow, we're humans." Despite her speculation, FBI Deputy Director Paul Abate confirmed in late July that the former president's ear was indeed struck by a bullet. "There is absolutely no doubt in the FBI's mind whether former President Trump was hit with a bullet and wounded in the ear. No doubt, there never has been," Abate told Senator John Kennedy, RLA, when asked if Trump was hit with a bullet. In a subsequent statement, the FBI said, "What struck former President Trump in the ear was a bullet, whether whole or fragmented into smaller pieces." No serious media outlet or journalist, right or left, has disputed this. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.